This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is hour number two, and this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Throughout this country, the anti-gunners are trying very hard to create registrations and licensing schemes. And while a federal registration is unlikely anytime soon, they are happening at the state level. And worse than that, the numbers may be slowly creeping up. Now, opponents of registration note, correctly so, that the only thing that this kind of a law is any good for is for gun confiscation. You can't take up guns from law-abiding folks if you don't know where they are. How can you? Anti-gun voices tend to call this particular this particular thought process, this thought pattern, this fact pattern, if you will. They refer to this as paranoia. But based on what we hear coming out of New Zealand, it sounds more like precognition. Chris Cahill with the country's police association said it's not clear if this year's budgeted funding for the buyback would be adequate because New Zealand, like America, does not have an official gun registry. We really have no idea how many of these firearms are out there in New Zealand, Cahill told a newspaper called The Herald, which really points to how bad our firearms legislation has been that we have let this get out of control. Letting citizens own the means to defend themselves without government control and permission via licensure and registration. That's letting it get out of control. How awful is this? Now you know just how precious the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution really is, as well as how unique of a governing document our founders bequeathed to us. We are, and we remain, the only country that officially recognizes firearms ownership as an inalienable right not to be controlled or taken away by a tyrannical government. And in any event, as News Target reported earlier this month, only a few hundred guns have been turned into police at that time. According to authorities, just 530 or so rifles had been turned in out of 250,000 licensed firearms. Firearms holders, who own as many as 300,000 now illegal guns. First of all, let me say this. For the New Zealanders who have not decided that they're going to turn in their guns, good on you. Second, let's note that Cahill explicitly notes that the police are going to have difficulties because police don't know how many are out there, what he calls letting it get out of control. He's saying that registration would make it so much easier to round up guns. And he is absolutely right. Absolutely right. Registration would help, but only to a point. The only people who would have registered firearms would be those who don't represent a risk anyway. The law-abiding. The criminal element, to people who are an issue in New Zealand, they wouldn't listen. They've never listened. It's not like they would they're not giving up those AR-15s and similar rifles. While Americans are talking about registering guns like it's some answer, let's all remember the real reason many of them want it. They believe, they really do, they believe in the long game, and they believe that eventually, at some point, they're going to get the guns, and they want a list of which doors to kick in first. And that's what it all boils down to. And no, not every registration proponent is thinking that. Some of them are just stupid enough to believe that it'll actually stop bad people from doing bad things. But far too many do. So I'll take a pass on that one. Thank you so much. If for some reason, at any time in the future, if the U.S. government decides they want to take our guns, I am not interested in making it easy on them. No reason at all. In New York, where they have a gun registry and licensure and, permission and permits and all this other stuff. In certain counties in New York, if you are a gun owner, you're the license holder. If you pass away, some of these sheriffs will actually sit there and they watch. They watch the obituary column, and then they cross-reference it on the permits and the licenses they have there. And then they'll give the family, the bereaved family, I don't know how many days, but then they show up at their door and they say, you have a gun here, we're here for it. We'll be taking that gun. Where is it? This is one of these things that a registry does for you. In South Africa, where I'm not sure if they have a gun registry or not. They probably do, but I don't know. But one thing they do have going on is they have this land grab going on. And the land grab is basically almost an invitation to violence against certain landowners in South Africa, where they are, basically going to be left to their own devices, and at the same time, they're going to be endangered by this. This is not only something that, the government isn't stopping, it's actually something that the government has sort of encouraged. Could we call that tyrannical? I mean, I call it tyrannical. I don't know about you, but I would call it tyrannical. So, gun registries, if there's ever a gun registry, if they ever try to do a gun registry, which Swalwell is calling for one, I'm sure all of, as a matter of fact, I'm almost certain that everybody on the Democratic side running for president is running with that in mind. They've got that as part of their little platform. All of these things that they propose, centralized record keeping, whatever, that's a registry. So that would be, that. I'm afraid if they actually tried to push that and then they started doing things to Americans who simply said, well, this is my stuff. This is not constitutional. You know it's not constitutional. And they resisted. There's going to be a few people die over that. And then that's going to be where the problem begins. That would be where the problem begins. So, gun registries, it's never to protect you. It's always to take something from you. Remember that. There's never going to be a means where they sit back and say, well, this is actually for your own good. No, it's not for my own good. It's not for my own good. But thanks for trying to lie right in my face. I certainly do appreciate that. It makes things so much more simple for me to swallow. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. I'm going to do an imitation for you. I'm not really going to change my voice or anything. I'm just going to affect his vernacular, okay? Hi there, I am Representative Eric Nukamal Swalwell. I want to be your next president of the United States. If you are a gun owner, I intend to bring the full force of the government against you. If you do not turn your gun and bow to me, I'm going to prosecute you and put you in jail. Remember to vote. Swalwell's only plank. Swalwell doesn't have a plank, or he doesn't have a platform. He has a piece of plywood that he's standing on. And the plywood is all based on gun control, the one issue. Which is just about as stupid a campaign as can be run. Based upon historical precedent, if you will. Despite the supposedly broad support for restrictions on firearms within the Democratic base, Swalwell is polling only slightly better than my fake plant that's over in the corner here. And he's being beaten on the issue. So that this means that Swalwell had to up his game, which he did when he decided to roll out his multi-pronged, totally tyrannical gun control plan. So I decided that I would do the work for you and take a look at it point by point so you don't have to. Let's look at the 48-hour cooling-off period between the time a person purchases a firearm and the time they take possession of it. You know, they need this because, like, if I'm looking at somebody in my family, I'm like, you have crossed the line one time too many. I'm driving to the gun store, and I'm getting a gun right now, and I'm coming back, and I'm going to deal with you. That's not actually a crime of passion, of course. I'm sort of mulling over a premeditated murder. Beside the point with Eric, this is a common proposal among Democrats who claim that this somehow prevents people from committing suicide or spur-of-the-moment shootings. But they also tend to support euthanasia or assisted suicide, and there's little evidence to suggest that murderers won't murder if they can't get a gun right away. At the very best, the potential killers will shift, and so will the suicides. And that's it. He also intends to, he doesn't use the term, but he says, implement background checks on all firearm and ammunition purchases. This is the universal background check. And which it won't do anything to stem the flow of black market guns on the streets. And that's where the criminals are getting their guns. After all, they're not going to Academy Sports for these. He wants to require that liability insurance be purchased before a person can buy, trade, or otherwise receive a firearm. So, in other words, this increases the burden of exercising your Second Amendment right until poor Americans can't even consider owning a gun because they won't be able to afford the insurance. And these are the same people who called programs like the NRA Carry Guard, they called this murder insurance. They call them, yeah. He wants to create a national firearms registry that is linked to individual firearms and require that all purchases, transfers, and donations of firearms be mandatorily registered. A national firearm registry is not going to do anything the moment a gun is stolen, which is where most black market guns, that's where they come from initially. All it does is enable the government to know where to go looking for them if they decide to confiscate them. Prohibit individuals from purchasing more than one handgun per 30-day period, which is about the stupidest one of his proposals, because if I've got one handgun, how many do I need to commit a crime? A lot of places have tried the 30-day waiting period, and guess what? There hasn't been a change in the crime rate. And, you know, this is all about this notion that a normal gun owner is just a criminal in waiting. Regular criminals are not in waiting, and they don't buy their guns through legal means. He wants to prohibit the online sale of ammunition. This is where people actually save money. So the poorer shooters that are trying to get ammo to go try to train and be more proficient, they're the ones that would, it's going to do nothing but raise the cost. Ban and buy back bump stocks and large capacity magazines that are capable of holding more than 10 rounds of ammunition. And silencers. Bump stocks are already banned. the so-called large capacity magazine. The Parkland killer was using 10-round magazines. So what would the restrictions do again? And silencers, I don't even know what those are, so, you know, what's he talking about? He wants to prohibit individuals from hoarding ammunition in quantities exceeding 200 rounds per caliber. Who's going to check on that, you dimwit? That's not even a good range trip. He wants to repeal the Protection for Lawful Commerce in Guns Act. All that law means is that you can't blame a company for the misuse of their products. So what Swalwell wants to do is make it so you can hold a company liable for, you know, it's like suing Ryder for a truck attack. He wants to prohibit states from arming teachers. Heaven forbid that teachers would be permitted to defend their own lives. And the lives of our little darlings that are in school, that we love so much, that we still haven't done anything about it. We should not have had another school shooting since Columbine. Columbine should have been the wake-up call in the modern era. It was not. It has not been. So, here's Swalwell. He's doing his push. One thing is desperate. He needs attention from the Democratic base, and he's not getting it. Senators Kamala, Willie Brown, Sidechick Harris, and Cory, I call me Spartacus Booker, are out hustling him, and he knows it. And since this is supposed to be his issue, he's trying to scramble to remain relevant. Nothing he is proposing is remotely workable, viable, and in the unlikeliest of all events to where it actually was implemented, it wouldn't make a bit of difference. Do you get that, Swalwell? I mean, do you get that? I saw him when he was being interviewed by Tucker Carlson. And Tucker was, he's pointing out that, you know, what you're proposing would probably start a civil war. And he just, and Swalwell goes, but Tucker, most people are law-abiding. So, in other words, he thinks you're sheep. Swalwell thinks you're sheep. And by the way, the 48-hour cooling off period, he's from California. He doesn't know about the 240-hour cooling off period they have in California, which also makes no difference. So, there's nothing I like better than a completely ignorant presidential candidate. I am so ready to entrust all kinds of responsibility for the well-being of this nation and the future of my grandchildren with a hat like this one, said nobody I've ever known. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is talking about his thinking before calling off a retaliatory airstrike against Iran. During an interview for NBC's Meet the Press, the president says the plan was ready to go, subject to his approval.
And things would have happened to a point where you wouldn't turn back or couldn't turn back. So they came and they said, sir, we're ready to go. We'd like a decision. I said, I want to know something before you go. How many people will be killed? In this case, Iranians.
That number was 150, which is what reportedly made the president back down from the strike. President Trump is rejecting an allegation by a journalist who says that he sexually assaulted her in a Manhattan department store dressing room back in the 1990s. The president says he never met the accuser, E. Jean Carroll, and she's just making up the story to sell books. Your final numbers on Wall Street for Friday. The Dow lost 34 points to close at 26,719. This is USA Radio News.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. And I need to tell you, I certainly didn't trust you guys at first. After all, you're like out of Utah. I was like, what is in Utah, really? Then I heard some little old man saying, oh, I'm some fortune bag days, and da 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 da. And I was so, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. But I need to tell you that I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstock.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. They are the home of the at-one thumb hole stock, or as I call it, the answer to everybody's questions. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Right now, we're hearing a bunch of things about presidential polling, you know, a year and a half prior to the election. This is in an effort to soften you up once again to the idea that there is an inevitability that people don't like Trump's policies. People don't like, and what they're saying is they don't like you, because if you voted for Trump, then of course, you know, that's a problem. This whole thing, and for those of you who are saying, well, Bill, Trump banned bump stocks, and he's talked about banning silencers. Well, what guns has he talked about? That's my question. What guns has he talked about? He hasn't talked about it, and he's talked about trying to protect the Second Amendment. His sons, Don Jr., for example, he is a rabid Second Amendment guy. I do not see him being the threat to the Second Amendment that anybody on the Democratic side of the thing. So we have to go into this prepare to ignore the battlefield prep from the mainstream, fake stream, legacy media. And we just have, because Trump is the odds-on favorite for re-election against whatever weirdo or loser or mutation they finally pick as their nominee. Right now, they have these polls showing us, we're, you know, showing Trump, that Trump is underwater to Floppy Joe and Bernie Stalin and all of the has-been furries from Texas and about as reliable as the ones that place pantsuit in the White House. Pantsuits now, you know, stumbling around in the woods guzzling from a queen-size goblet of Trader Joe's Chardonnay, while the Donald is racking up the greatest streak of consecutive victories since Ronald Reagan, maybe even Calvin Coolidge. You can trust the Trump. Trust his instincts. He is uncanny with his instincts. He gets the media in a way the media cannot get itself. He knows how to use them, he knows how to exploit them, and he knows how to beat them. Ask yourself this, who's setting the agenda? Is it the whiny communists? I mean Democrats, I'm sorry. Is Pelosi driving the discussion? Are the pinkos out in Iowa? No. It's all Trump. We're talking about what he wants to talk about. And even when he dropped the sure, I'd listen to Oppo from the Foreigner Bomb, it got us talking about the Hillary dossier and Schiff begging for nudie pics from the hosts of Ivan and Vladimir's Morning Zooski. Amid the gasps of traitor and fake outrage, normal people saw that this is just one guy telling us what we all know is the truth. Anyone would take the dirt. Trump is just honest enough to admit it. And look what he has not done. He's not tossed the Democrats into the briar patch by getting into another war. Or he has tossed them, rather. Iran attacked those tankers, and everybody rational knows it. Shot that drone, and everybody rational knows it. The American people are not eager to get into another endless Middle Eastern conflict that we have zero intention of actually winning. If we were going to win, well, we'd do some really bad things. But the Democrats want a quagmire that they can pin on Trump. The Dems are rubbing their soft little hands together, hoping Trump pulls the trigger, and they can immediately jump up and oppose his warmongering war for oil and stuff. And Trump isn't playing that. And you can almost feel their disappointment that Trump did not walk into their ambush. On a policy level, the Iranians deserve to be blown away and their garbage scow navy sent to the bottom of the Gulf. They are our enemies. Trump knows this. If there is fighting, it will be quick and harsh. Just ask we Jacksonians like it. Just how we like it anyway. But the Dems are not getting another perpetual war to use to drive down his popularity. Don't look for Trump to chase his own tail endlessly into some hellhole that he creates. He's too busy trying to get the establishment out of the ones it created. His path to re-election is blazingly, it's obvious as a nose on your face. Avoid mistakes, like some new war, while focusing on the new normal of economic prosperity. Ask the Reagan question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? For normal people, the answer is going to be yes, yes, and yes. And yet, he remains the change agent in the campaign. It's the Democrats who are the party of the status quo, the sorry state of the union pre-2016. It was all decline and despair, declarations of how much being a normal person sucks. That's their platform. It's not very appealing in places where people have jobs that involve sweating and headgear. And while the Democrats may run up, you know, 60-70% margins among the baristas and the public employees, union parasites in the blue states, who cares? Who cares? Electoral college, baby. Thank you again, founders, for that wisdom to set up a system to keep us from being ruled by the freaks in New York City and Scat Francisco. I wasn't a Trump supporter until he beat the guy that I picked. Then I looked at him. I looked at what he was saying. I realized that the things that I've told other people before, where you've got to separate yourself from the herd, you've got to be connecting with people and not just saying what you think, what your consultant tells you you should say. He was doing that. Democrats. Let's look at the front runner, floppy, sleepy, gropey Joe. He's proven himself good at only one thing. He accumulates unflattering adjectives. He's been in Washington, D.C. for 50 years, and now he's noticed that it's a bubbling cesspool of incompetence and arrogance and failure. And he's the one who's going to fix it. I wonder what his hurry is. If it was some salt, you know, effeminate Frito-Con Republican running for the honor of losing like gentlemen, you know that our nominee would never be so impolite as to mention how P.D. Newman or Pocahontas or whoever is promising to bring back an air of misery. But Trump will. He will. He's no sissy like Mitt. Can you imagine if Candy Crowley had piped up at Trump? He would have crushed her. And he's going to tick off his triumphs and successes shamelessly, which is what we need. We need a promoter, a loud and proud conservative who's not worried about the swells at the country club and how they're going to find him. And he's not ashamed to win. Anybody ever said anything about people like Jeb Bush or, for that matter, George W. Bush or Mitt Romney? Winning's going to happen because the guy that we're going to nominate is going to be a fighter, a guy who knows how to win, a guy who they said couldn't beat Hillary, and yet he did. They then said he's going to be marched out of the White House by the Grand Wizard of the Supreme Court for treason and emoluments and stuff. And Mueller cleared him. And they didn't want to. Oh, he didn't want to. They kept counting him out, and he keeps on winning, and the smart money is on him doing that again in 2020. The fight continues. Second Amendment is the bulwark against the tyrannical government. This is a all Bill of Rights fight. We have to fight with everything we've got, for everything we've got. Or kiss it goodbye. Kiss it goodbye. And thankfully, Trump likes the taste of blood. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Let's look at a couple of things real quick before we flip into the next hour, shall we? The reparation strategy of the left, this is all based upon the fact they're trying to, make a bunch of people angry. It's about anger. It's not about justice. In the face of all the prosperity currently here, the Democrats are worried that their dependence on high turnout and 90% plus voting support from Black America is now in jeopardy. If Black America feels that the Trump prosperity is worth preserving, and they're more satisfied, and they're not interested in dependence on government handouts, then that extraordinary level of support isn't going to happen for them. People who no longer need food stamps just might wish to keep the prosperity rolling with the Trump tax cuts intact and the deregulation-fired investments producing jobs and driving up wages. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture data, over 5.8 million people have discontinued their participation in the food stamp program. The one emotion that can both unite group solidarity and drive people to vote is anger. If the current economy satisfies people, then some other source must be found because, as Saul Alinsky said, it's up to us to go in and rub raw the sores of discontent, galvanize them for radical social change. This is why the push for slavery reparation has, in the space of a decade, gone from being shunned by presidential candidate Barack Obama in 2008 to being embraced by most of the party's presidential field and the subject of fiery hearings in the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives this past Wednesday. And the more burning that occurs because of this, the better for the Democrats, not for the rest of us. As indicated by this alleged crime as described by witnesses, the New York Post reports a black parolee was arrested for raping and bashing a white woman on the roof of his Bronx apartment building, allegedly told a witness that she deserved the brutal attack because of slavery, according to court paperwork. She was a white girl. She deserved it because us minorities have been through slavery, said Tamar Bishop, 23. Someone who witnessed the bloody 20-year-old woman after the assault, according to a criminal complaint. That's what they used to do to us. This is what they did to us during slavery. They used to beat us and whip us. Tamar Bishop, 23, was arrested by authorities on Friday in Virginia on a slew of charges connected to the early morning June the 1st assault, which officials have deemed a hate crime, according to authorities. 20-year-old Met Bishop, who was on parole after serving just over a year behind bars for robbery, around 5 a.m., joined him on the rooftop of the public housing building on Alexander Avenue near East 137th Street in Mott Haven, police said. One question, Democrats, is this the social justice you're looking for there? Some of these things, as I describe them, you need to understand that this is what they have in mind for us, but they can't get it unless they disarm us, okay? They can't get this full social justice unless they disarm us, and they can't get this next little ditty as well, because the left is always all in for forcing the public out of their cars and into public transit. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a big champion of public transit and calls for greater investment and spending in it to get the public to ride it through, you know, in New York. She's taken a lot of flack for not doing it. She didn't mean for her. But we come to the reality of public transit in Ultra Blue Seattle, one of the nation's largest homeless communities. Jason Rantz at Conservative 770 KTTH Radio writes what it's like, quoting an actual complaint. Every morning I get off the bus at this stop to a line of tents and horrible smells. Other than the spates the tents occupy on the sidewalk, I've actually never been bothered by the people. What kills me beyond anything I would have imagined, however, is the smell. Behind the tents is a sitting pool of water filled with garbage and most likely human waste. It has always bothered me, but upon getting off the bus one morning, I immediately began dry heaving and gagging as I couldn't bear even finishing the bite of food I had in my mouth. It was completely disgusting. Makes me sad to know people are living right there among it. Homelessness is truly a blue city problem. Not just because of the high cost of housing and taxes, which are definitely factors, but as Roger Simon notes, blue cities refuse to enforce their own quality of life laws, such as the laws against rampant public drug use. That can also be extended to vagrancy, petty broken window crimes, public drinking, and undoubtedly public defecation. In California, the first $950 worth of larceny you do is on them. But don't steal $951 worth of stuff in one day, or you're in big trouble, buddy. We have zero enforcement of these nonviolent offenses, as the left famously calls them, which amounts to an incentive to violate these laws. And that's a dinner triangle for some of the homeless to set up tents in city streets and on public transit instead of move into homeless shelters where drug use is forbidden. See, that's a big caveat. Drug use is forbidden there. So at least some of the homeless seek to live like Bill Gates and Howie Schultz, even if they can't have the billionaire's money, because they're always relying on someone else to clean up after them. This has made public transit an unfun place. Many subway systems, like in New York, have lost 25% of their riders on precisely these quality of life issues. It's pretty obvious public transit is a revolting proposition. For normal people who clean up after themselves, it's an invitation to get as far away from public transit as possible. The repugnant smells and the sanitation issues are something the left and all of their blue city governments refuse to address, even as they sell socialism as the be-all and end-all of citizens trusting everything, and I do mean everything, to the government. What happens when somebody doesn't bother to clean up the excrement and can't be fired for being unwilling to work? Well, according to AOC, nothing. The public just has to get used to it and prepared, you know, to gag and dry heave. Which is one reason at least why people worldwide flee socialism rather than run towards it. The virtue signaling of public transit is no match for sanitation, you know, that, or the lack of, that come from the left's championing of the interests of the homeless. The causes collide. There's no compatibility between open immigration and the welfare state, two other causes that they champion. There's also no compatibility between mass public transit and quality of life issues. For Seattle and for many other blue areas, it's one or the other. Up to Seattle to choose. All up to Seattle to choose, because you can't have both. You can't have both. You can't have homelessness and then expect people to use public transit. You can't have people getting off of the public transit where it stops and going into squalor. That's not healthy. I mean, in California, we're going to have some sort of a outbreak. It's going to be like a, you know, it's going to be a third world thing. It's going to be like the Dustin Hoffman movie where Cuba Gooding is yanking and bagging on the computer, not the computer, the helicopter, as they chase down the monkey that's patient zero, the host. Except the hosts in California are going to be all out there on these little tents on the streets of California. They've got cops getting typhus now just from being out there. We're going to get some version of the plague. I do not understand misery being a policy. But the left does. That's what they bring. The left does. Coming up next, going to be joined by Dean Weingarten, as he is still in Australia. We'll find out when he's coming back. That when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.